you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of Tough Things First, the podcast with Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley. Hello again, Ray.
Well, good to have you again with us, Rob. You're always a delight to talk to and have you on these podcasts.
Thank you, Ray. This idea of learning to say no has a lot of supporters. It's out there. I've seen it in several forms. I know that somebody's famous for having written whole books about it. These supporters of you've got to learn to say no say we should learn to say no. Many of us apparently don't have that skill, so we need to learn it. Do you buy that idea?
On the surface, no. Some of the people that I know that have written on the subject really never have run a company before. And I think this whole notion that you should just say no is just a cop out. I don't buy into it. Somebody just trying to sell some books or just trying to sell a notion because it kind of it tingles in their ear. So if you're a person who would like to say no, you're going to say no anyway. You don't need somebody to tell you to learn to say no. It just made you feel better for somebody to say, you know, just say no, you know. And so to me, it's really you're just the people who buy into it are the ones who believe in that concept. And I'm not sure we're going to change anybody's mind when we talk about the concept of just say no. For those of you who also adopt our feeling on the subject that just saying no is not a good thing, because you know you don't know how it's going to impact the other person. No one likes to hear no. No one. This notion that somehow or another there's a new paradigm out there for everybody learning to say no, I think is a harmful thing.
Do you think it's because the idea sort of predicated on the fact that you should just say no as a matter of course, and that you're doing it almost arbitrarily? You're just saying no just because you can?
Well, you know, I raised four children, they probably heard me say no more than they heard me say yes. Because kids will push the envelope, you know, they will try to get away with almost anything. So, you know, you just learn to say no to the kids and because you want them to learn the concept of no, don't do that. And or no, you can't have the car or whatever. We as parents, you know, we've brought up our children to hear no. And I don't think that's a good thing. We need more positive reinforcement than we do negative, and saying no is a negative reinforcement. So unless people are doing wrong things, doing improper way they're talking to people or the way they're doing their job, then we shouldn't say no. We should say no. We shouldn't say yes. Oh, you're doing wonderfully. But people you have to say no to a lot, or answer no to a lot, are people you probably should get rid of anyway. So negative reinforcement has never, in my mind, been a good practice.
Is there a way to say no and make it positive to say this is why? I mean, if you have to, I mean, not in a situation where you're just doing it because you can, but in a situation where you have to say no, but doing it in a positive way.
Well, you know, no is never positive. And so, if you're going to say no, explain why. Don't just say no, period. Just say no. I don't think this is an appropriate time, or I don't think this is the right priority, and explain why. So if you're going to say no, you know, give a good plausible explanation, as opposed to saying no. And when I say no, I mean no. You know, I mean that's negative. Avoid saying no in my mind. Whether you're an employee or a supervisor, you know, avoid, like the plague, saying no.
Well, thank you again for your time, Ray. You can find out more at toughthingsfirst.com. Of course, Tough Things First is the book, and Ray also has his latest book for everyone to enjoy, is The Zen of Zen. You can also communicate with Ray or follow what he's doing daily on Facebook and also LinkedIn. Where else? Twitter. You tweet regularly. So that's another great example of how you can stay in touch with Ray's wisdom daily. Thank you again, Ray.
Thanks, Rob. I always appreciate being on the air with you.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.